Hi, I'm Aaron J. Marks of AaronJMarks.com and CommerceTheory.com. Welcome to my podcast, A Higher Level, where everything we think, see, and do happens on a higher level. For as long as I can remember, I felt like my mind has worked just a little differently than most others. For my entire life, I've been studying, observing, and contemplating this incomparably strange and wonderful phenomenon called human existence, and trying to figure out what it's all about. People say the way of thinking and theorizing that comes from this offers an unusually high and rich level of insight, clarity, freedom, inspiration, and effortless creativity. And that's ultimately what a higher level is all about. The insight to understand how life works, the clarity to see where to go next, the freedom to go there, the inspiration to find joy and wonder along the journey, and the creativity to honor your particular brand of human genius. In this podcast, I'm going to break down and describe the concepts that come from my theories so that you can see into the fabric of the life you're living with greater depth and precision, and use that understanding to improve your results in every way that's meaningful to you. It's the only life you get, and the only chance you have to make a difference here. If there's one thing I know, it's that all lives can improve, and that the human race is just one big collective results improving system. Ready to find your place here? Fabulous. Let's get into the topic for this episode of A Higher Level. I'll see you again afterward and talk more about what it looks like to work with me. Until then, let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Aaron J. Marks of AaronJMarks.com, and welcome to A Higher Level. Now, this is my podcast where everything we think, see, and do happens on a higher level. We're in season two, and we're kind of in the middle of the first series of season two, because season two is going to be three different series. And this series is on the facets of my work, because what I find is that I'm categorically different from most of the coaches and consultants that I meet. And my work is very wide-ranging and has relevance to many, many people and organizations. And so it's a perpetual challenge for me to market that. So this is part of that effort. So we're on part five of the facets of my work. And if you listen to part four, then you heard me talk about how I'm a finder and inspector of narratives. And that one got a little bit intense, because narratives are crucially important metaphysical component of human life. So narrative is, it's not just about the past. I was going to say it's about the past, but it's not, because stories are told, and, the telling is an act of creation in the present moment. And so you're creating the future, even as you recount the past. But if you just grant that stories are about what happened in the past, then now we're going to flip to the future for part number five. And part number five is that I'm a lightning rod for an inspector of aspirations. I figure out what people want and help to put them on a path of agreement with others. I reveal the deepest source of our collective longings to show them the ideal universal pattern behind this in order to more effectively model their own efforts. So along with the story from the past that guides you and guides all of us and really guides the whole universe, the story continues into the future through the present moment, through these actions that we're taking in the present moment. And so the question is, how do we choose which actions to take, and how do we form the intention behind these actions, right? The answer is always that you're comparing your present moment to some future that you desire. That always and only, like, that's really what drives people. It actually drives all creatures, maybe even all entities, but we have a way of seeing that clearly and articulating it and finding it in our cognition and in our our feelings, right? So, if this is unconscious, if this remains unconscious, we're often not happy with the results it creates, and that creates depression, and we don't know why. So, if you talk to me, I will examine your actions very closely and figure out whether they indeed comport to what you desire, or whether there's some kind of disconnect, some kind of mismatch there. Because You have a vision for a future, a desirable future. I know you do. And if we talk to you, if I talk to you, I will find that. And the moment that we do, the moment that we say, oh, you know, this is actually what I want, because the future keeps coming. And so you have to, it's not optional for you whether or not you proceed into the future. And because of that, you have a desirable future that you see. And so in talking to me, I will discern what that looks like. And then we will examine your actions and determine whether they're the right ones to get to what you say you want. Whether it's what you really want, that's another question. And whether any of us can really get what we want is, you know, it's an even deeper question. And how we reconcile that is another question. But you know, at the end of the day, yeah, we have to keep living. We have to keep acting. And the actions bring some form of the future closer. So which form of the future do you want? That's something that I help people examine. So that's a lightning rod for an inspector of aspirations. This is Aaron of AaronJMarks.com. And this has been A Higher Level. I will see you in the next episode where we will continue to describe the different facets of my work. I'll see you then. Thanks for joining me on A Higher Level. If I've done my job right, you're seeing, thinking, and acting differently, with more clarity, more decisiveness, more intention, more success. The current state of your life is just a set of results, and they can all be improved. Doesn't matter whether it concerns yourself, your family, your friends, your community, your workplace, your investments, your world. Behave differently, act differently, communicate differently, and your results will change, guaranteed. But how do you change your actions, behaviors, and communications? If you're unsure, give me a shout. I've helped dozens of motivated leaders and organizations like you and yours to improve their results by discerning exactly the right next step. It's something not everyone can do, and it happens to be my specialty. Sound like something you can use? Learn more about me and all my media channels, and reach out to start your own conversation and improve your life in every way. There's nothing like it. And you're worth it, because if you're not, then no one is. Thanks again for joining me at A Higher Level. I'll talk to you next time, and we'll continue to see, think, and act on a higher level. Until then.